Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
R1, R2, R3.
Stop it! Did not do him like that!
Mercy!
Did you not get the memo?
They are who we thought they were.
What is good, everybody? It is your boy, Pat the Designer.
And it's your boy, Ringo J.
We are back at it again. I feel like we ain't done a podcast in about a month. We did a lot of live video stuff for the NBA playoffs. So we appreciate y'all for really rocking with us with that.
Much appreciated.
We got a lot to talk about today, though. We got a lot to talk about, a lot going on. KD opting out. The MLB netting issue, you know. What else we got? We got Ringo's red hot takes,
baby.
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
And then, of course, Breeze Baller of the Week. I already got mine picked out. Let me tell you something about this boy right here. But I gotta give it to him. But anyway, I digress. Let's hop right into it, man. Of course, we got to start out with the big news of the day. Kevin Durant did opt out of his contract.
$31 million.
$31.5 million. A lot of money. Kevin Durant opted out of a lot of money. If you're in the live right now, please like the video, by the way. But he opted out of a lot of money. Even after the injury, do you feel that that's a good move for Kevin Durant?
First of all, I don't think he cares what we think, but
of course he don't care, but you know.
Honestly, it was like I was just telling you before this. I feel like at the end of the day, the way that everybody talks about each other on the team is yo, that's my brother,
yeah,
like that's family, yeah. Wherever he goes, if he leaves, if this person goes, if this person leaves, like that's always family. I always got his back. In this case, I basically feel like this was misinformation. Mm-hmm. Because if you like, looked at First Take, even watched The Breakfast Club, Andre Iguodala just out here spilling all the tea.
Yeah, he's dropping a lot of info. I don't know if Iggy's coming back.
I don't know.
I feel like Iggy's not coming back. He was dropping a lot of gems.
I don't think he's coming back. Like, they talked about Steph, why they hate on Steph.
He was dropping a lot of gems on that John.
Nah, I don't think he's coming back because he kind of hinted at it too. Like,
yeah.
It was kind of like, first of all, like, even beforehand, when Andre Iguodala got hurt, they said that hurt his ankle. It turns out he had a broken leg.
Yeah, which is very surprising to me, honestly, because the Warriors are one of the top, are touted as one of the top medical staffs in the NBA, like the best, which is why a lot of teams go there. The Warriors and Phoenix have two of the best medical staffs in the NBA. I think Phoenix is the top medical staff. But, it's very surprising to me, especially – now, here's the thing for me with KD. KD opting out, a lot of people were saying, well, there was a lot of mistrust there. There was a lot of – you know, he thought – Steve Kerr said they thought the injury couldn't get worse. And a lot of people feel he's opting out for that reason. My only statement to that is KD didn't just go to the Warriors doctors. He went to his guys too. And his guys also told him that same thing, so it's been reported. So there's no, like, at least the team doctors, you can be like, well, they tied to the team. There's a conflict of interest there. You don't know how who's getting paid what. You don't know what's going, you know, like.
Viren P1.
Viren P1 in the live. What's good, baby? What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
That's the new thing. Gee, I'm getting the little, every time somebody come in, what it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
But yeah, I think that, for Kevin Durant, it doesn't, that logic doesn't make sense to me, because his own doctors wouldn't tell him that he can't get any worse if they didn't feel he couldn't get any worse. So I think a lot is going to go into this offseason, especially with Kevin Durant, because you don't know if he's opting out to get more money. You don't know if he's opting out to come back, get the bag, and then get traded, which is also another scenario that they've talked about, or if he's actually trying to just leave altogether and go out east. I think, what team right now, in your opinion, would fit Kevin Durant most? Is it still the Warriors, or is there a team out east that you feel would fit him most, fit what he's trying to do for the rest of his career? Because I got the team, but I don't think he's going.
If you're talking about Phil, what he's trying to do the most, I would, like, in terms of just, you know, moving the ball around, looking for the best shot, mm-hmm. I would say, and you said in the East?
I said in the East, but like, I mean, it can be anywhere.
In the East, I say Milwaukee.
But really?
I mean,
that
yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
No, because Bud moves the ball around. But does move the ball around, and that like,
does Milwaukee even have the bag to get KD? I don't even think they in the running for
this. Nah, they don't have the bag to get KD. Well, unless they they probably
get rid of Giannis, bring in KD, done.
Well, I think if they got rid of Middleton, then yeah, probably. But in the NBA, I'll probably say the Spurs. The Spurs got the system. I mean, they got the coach. Even though I highly doubt he would go to San Antonio. Even though in Texas, no state income tax, the money is yours.
Yeah.
The money is yours.
These mothers make so much money.
Yeah.
They ain't worried about, they're not worried about that part of it. For me, honestly, I think Kevin Durant hears what we say. I think Kevin Durant, if you're listening right now, Kevin, hey, we love to have you on the show anytime, baby.
You feel me?
What it do, baby? But for Kevin Durant, I think for what he's trying to do, because he, like I said, he listens to what mainstream media says. He listens to what Mudd say on ESPN. He's up watching First Take. He's up watching the game. So, honestly, for me, I think if any team, I would say the Knicks would be his best bet. And I say that for this reason. If you win a championship in New York for the Knicks, you win a championship for the Nets, when you win a championship for the Knicks.
Nah, but that's Brooklyn, though. Brooklyn go hard.
Facts.
Brooklyn.
Big facts. But.
Shout out to Brooklyn one time.
But if you win a championship for the Knicks, you are basketball god.
I already know. That's a quick.
No one.
That's like low-key equivalent to like three wins.
Since what, 63? Is it 63? Something like that. Nobody's done it.
But see.
Nobody has done it.
This is the thing. When I was telling you about that before, you was coming at me crazy because you said, oh, it's James Dolan. Nobody wants to go play for James Dolan.
I still agree.
Now, if you're gonna stick to that, like,
no, I still think listen, he's not gonna go. That's what Iggy said too. Oh, that's what Iggy said too. He was like, nobody's going to New York. Don't get your hype, your feelings up, Knicks fan.
But yeah.
But I think if for what Kevin Durant, 73, my fault, 73. For the Knicks winning that last championship, Vernon, the live P1. We appreciate you, Brody. What was I about to say? Oh, I don't think he wants to. He's going to go play for Dolan. I don't think anybody really is making a move to the Knicks except RJ Barrett because he was drafted by him. But I think that for Kevin Durant, if he's going to go to a situation where he feels he's going to get the most love along with the most hate, but he's going to get not only the most love, if you're successful there. I mean, listen, they talking about they asked Stephen A, should Carmelo's number be retired? Because he was successful there, because he had great years there. That's what kind of struggle the Knicks are going through. So if you go to the Knicks and you actually get them to an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals, dude, you are a basketball god. Mugs look at Patrick Ewing like he was a basketball god. Patrick Ewing got dunked on more than anybody I've ever seen in NBA highlights.
Let me answer this, though. More than a god than Kawhi already is?
Yes. 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 Kawhi has all of Canada. I'll give it. What's good? Baki Yassin. Baki Yassin. I finally got his name right last time in the live. What's good, baby?
I feel like we should really post a poll.
Well, he gotta be in New Is winning in New York bigger than winning in Canada?
Exactly.
Is winning in New York bigger than winning in Canada?
I feel like we should really do that poll.
I might be able to add that in. Let me see. Let me see if I can add that to the live. I don't even know. But, yeah, I think – I don't know. That's tough for me. That's tough for me because I do believe winning in New York is bigger, in my opinion. But I think that winning in Canada is close. But think about it. Winning in New York is almost as big – and Canada's a country. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I like, Baki Yassin, winning in New York is bigger just because it's the mecca of basketball. Why are we calling? I'm not rocking with that.
Out,
I hate when mugs say that. I'm not calling it the mecca. You ain't won since 73. I'm not calling you the mecca.
New York is not the mecca for anything. The last chip New York had, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. The last chip that New York had was the New York Giants in 2010.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Last chip was the New York Giants in 2010. And now if you really want to talk mecca basketball, you got to go all the way to Bentown. You got to go to Boston. Boston has a championship parade every 6 months. Count on it.
Right.
Like, and New York is not the mecca, not the mecca of basketball. But anyway, I feel like if KD does go anywhere, his options are limited. But I feel like it would have just come down to Brooklyn. Like it either would have been Brooklyn. I'm gonna say it to you like this: either if he was healthy, I think he would have considered the Clippers with Kawhi. I think he would have considered it. Because Doc Rivers is over that too. That's the reason why I think he would have considered it. I think the Warriors would have been in play just because we've done a lot together over these last 4 or 5 years. Like let's see if we can keep this run going and recreate that magic. Or he could go to Brooklyn with Kyrie. See, I feel like and you're right about this point. He wanna get the most love, but he wanna get the most hate. So at the same time, the only two possible spots you got to go is either New York or Brooklyn, because technically, if you wanna talk about Mecca, that's honestly the social media capital.
So I think I just added that poll in on the live. So if y'all on the live, go ahead and vote on that. I think I just added that card in. We'll see if it actually – hold on, maybe I didn't. I think I did. We'll see. Let me know. Greg Johnson in the live. Fellas. Greg, you that dude. Fellas, puffy coat. A lot of people ain't going to get that joke. That's an old Budweiser commercial, I think. If New York is not the mecca, then where is the mecca for basketball? From a historical standpoint, why do all players go to Rucker Park, etc.? I mean, this is my thing. I'm talking about from a professional standpoint. A professional standpoint. Basketball has not been successful in New York for how long? And you can throw the 90s Knicks in there, and I'll argue with you to this day that –
Pat won all the smoke.
I really do. You could throw the 90s Knicks in there, and I will argue with you that the only time they were successful was in an NBA shortened season. In a lockout season. It was the only time they got to the NBA Finals. The other time, Patrick Ewing finger rolled and blew it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
his knees gave out.
Right. You know what I'm saying? He was just too old to do it. But so if we're talking about just basketball in general, in my opinion, Chicago's bigger than New York to me.
But and you know what?
Chicago's bigger than New York to me. And I'd say Chicago puts out better hoopers. Smoke. Bang, bang, bang. I'd say Chicago puts out better hoopers, no lie. Now,
what?
Now, this is the thing.
I'm not in an argument with you because that may be a valid point. But yo.
Yeah, I'm finna get smoked up. Call me Smokey the Bear.
What?
No, this is the thing. When it comes to the basketball mecca, if we're talking about places to play, of course, Rucker Park is an iconic place to play. Of course, being in the Garden is an iconic place to play. It's New York City. It's the biggest place that America can offer, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the biggest stage that America can offer. But I would not say the mecca. We're saying that that is the greatest place on earth to play basketball. I would argue that.
Because honestly, to me, if it was up to me, I would definitely say that. I mean, I don't know. Is it you really gotta narrow it down to four options. It's either you want to hoop in the garden. When you say you want to hoop in the garden, right, you gotta pick which garden, because you got.
Everybody right, know you talk about Madison the Knicks, Square. Though. You talk no, about no, Madison Square.
No.
You talking no, about Madison Square. Nah, nobody else
Boston,
is talking. No.
No?
Boston Garden.
No.
It's not the Garden.
No.
It's not okay. The Garden.
Okay. That's fair.
The Garden is Madison Square.
Either you want to say you want to hoop at the Garden, you want to say you want to hoop in Boston, or you want to hoop at Staples, or you want to hoop at the Madhouse on Madison.
I don't think. Yeah, I'd say those are your four most iconic stadiums. I would agree those are your four most iconic stadiums. Baki, honestly, I still think KD is staying. I know I'm in the minority on that, though. Listen, KD definitely could stay. This is the thing. We don't know the dynamic of what's going on in that room. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we can speculate, oh, he's not going to be there because of he doesn't trust this. He doesn't trust the coaching staff. He doesn't trust the doctors. He doesn't trust the team. He doesn't trust the owner, blah, blah, blah. We can say a bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we named this episode Secure the Bag because KD's not going to be cheap to anybody. He's going to get the most money he can. So for you to say him staying, it definitely could happen. But is he staying for good or is he staying for a trade? That's the question I would offer up. Because I think that Golden State could sign him knowing he wants to leave, trade him to where he wants to go and get some assets back. I fully believe that could happen.
Because I was just about to ask you that. Now, with that being said, if they sign him, now do you capitulate to where he wants to go? Do you capitulate to where he wants to go?
I would, because what have you done for you?
Or at the same time, do you go to get the most assets?
From a team standpoint, of course you want the most assets, but listen, think about if he goes where he wants to go. So right now, what are we talking? We talking New York Knicks, although Iggy said that's not happening. We talking New York Knicks, though. We talking Brooklyn, a lot of smoke happening in Brooklyn.
I think where smoke is fire, I think he's going to Brooklyn.
You think he's going to Brooklyn?
I think he's going to Brooklyn.
You can get some pieces back. Brooklyn's got some pieces to offer.
Yo, they got assets.
Brooklyn's got some assets to offer. You can get D'Lo. I mean, you can get some pieces back. Timmy Bone Alive, A, was good. What'd he do, baby?
Or unless they Baki just.
Baki definitely agree.
Unless they just go, you. Actually, nah. Nah, that won't work.
Jay says things are really in limbo because of his injury. Are they, though? Are they? Because he had the confidence to opt out. He knows. Listen, you know his name.
See the thing
what
is.
What team in the NBA do we feel isn't willing to bet on injured Kevin Durant?
This is what I firmly believe. I believe he's going to opt out and he's going to leave. If he doesn't go to Brooklyn, so what? Wherever he does go, that just shows that I feel like he has the confidence to say, hey, when I get back, I'm going to be 31, but I'm going to still be KD. Y'all know who I am.
You know my name.
You know what I do. You know my worth. Like, I'm still out getting buckets. You already know what time it is, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Baki says, because of what KD sacrificed, you would have to trade where he wants to go. Well, listen, you don't have to do anything. But the respectful thing to do would definitely be to trade him where he wants to go. And I think where he wants to go, you can get good assets.
Give him to the Lakers!
Listen, if you send him – say you do send him to New York, they still got Dennis Smith Jr., right? They still got DeAndre Jordan. There's some assets there you can take.
But Dennis Smith Jr. off the bench.
There's some assets you can take. There's some assets you can get back.
Speaking of Dennis Smith, that's he should be on the Bulls' radar, but we'll get into that later.
You got a small backcourt if you do that.
It's Dennis Smith.
Coming off the bench.
It's Dennis Smith Jr.
But the Bulls always had a small guard on the back coming off the bench. So, and you know what? Being off the bench in Chicago is different than being off the bench in any other city, I think. That's because true. We love the bench, boy. I can name you the whole bench mob right now, boy. What you know about a Ronnie Brewer, boy?
I know y'all got smoked.
What you know about a Ronnie Brewer, boy? What you know about a Taj Gibson? What you know about a CJ Wilder? Oh, Maris Sheik. What you know about a Nate Robinson, boy? Let's see. What's going on in the live? Bulls looking at Julius Randle. I did see that too. A lot of free agents, a lot of guys opting out I didn't expect to opt out. Julius Randle I kind of expected.
Nah.
Harrison Barnes I did not.
He know he need that money.
But he's leaving a lot on the table.
He know he need that money. It's like set it off. I think it was Frankie. You know I need that money.
Right.
You know you need to say,
Jake.
You know you need that money.
Jake, I need my money, Jake.
I need more money, Jake. I cannot accept that.
Hey, shout out to Melvin Gregg, man. One of the funniest skits on YouTube right now. It's been on there for like 10 years, but it's still one of the funniest skits ever. Y'all go check that out. The Four Denzel Washingtons. One of the funniest skits. I don't accept that. I don't accept that. I reject that out of hand. That fuck had me dead, boy. But, since we are talking free agency, talking some of the guys that have opted out, who should the Bulls have on their radar?
Jimmy Butler? No, I'm just joking.
Maybe. I mean, who should the Bulls have on their radar to bring in? Because we talked about it last night. I went live talking about are they building a championship roster? Are they building a feel-good roster? Y'all can check that video out at Windy City Debris. What player or what position – do they need to bring in a veteran at? I honestly feel point guard and somebody to shore up that big man position. That's why a lot of people, Baki actually tagged me on Facebook. On Instagram. And in the Julius Randle stuff when that news broke. And he was totally against it. I'm not so much against it, but it depends on what role Julius is willing to play. If Julius is willing to come off of your bench,
But Julius can come out. First of all,
Julius is starter talent. That's the thing. Julius is starter talent.
This is the big misconception about Julius Randle. Julius Randle, nobody wants to go down there and try to get boards with him because dude's like mad.
Oh, no. He's a big boy.
Number two, dude could put the ball in the basket the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, he really can't put the ball
in the basket. He's got game.
Basket. So, like, don't sleep. If it was me, I'm looking at Rose. I'm looking at Pat Bev. I would try to see what the Knicks' interest is in Dennis Smith, cause I don't know. I don't think he.
Dennis Smith doesn't give you. I think you need somebody to shore up that defense for you, though, cause Dennis Smith doesn't give you any defense off of the bench.
True.
Dennis Smith doesn't give you any defense.
Kelly Oubre just came on.
And in all honesty, I'm looking at the comments in the live. Jay said, just don't come to Chicago. We can do bad all by ourselves. Talk about Harrison Barnes. Say Harrison Barnes is trying to get on a winner. That's the only reason I can understand him opting out. That's Baki. But wouldn't Harrison Barnes be such a Bulls signing?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Wouldn't he be such a Bull? Definitely. Hey, we got another guy we could pay $20 million to. He fits nowhere in our system because we have Zach LaVine and Otto Porter Jr. We're going to bring him off of the bench. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. But the Julius Randle thing is interesting to me. And this is what Baki said. He just commented here. Whether he starts or comes off the bench, he's taking minutes away from Lowry and Wendell. What minutes, though? Robin Lopez minutes? You got to have backups. They can't play 42 minutes.
See, this is the thing. And I was just talking to you about this in the car. You can take minutes from Wendell because I feel like Wendell's isn't ready to start yet. Like, he has starter.
Oh, no. Like, Wendell's your starter. Wendell's 100% your starter. 100% your starter. 100%.
Okay.
100%.
That's another debate for 100%. Another day. But anyway, okay, but let's just say even if he is, I feel like as the roster stands right now, you guys need veteran bench pieces. Somebody like a JaVale McGee.
Agreed.
Somebody like a JaVale McGee, Patrick Beverley, like, cause the starting five right now.
I don't know about JaVale McGee.
Huh?
I don't know about JaVale McGee. You trying to bring in JaVale McGee?
JaVale
Chicago will fall in love with him too.
JaVale can give you good.
Chicago will definitely fall in love with him.
Him, I would say, cause I mean TJ Warren's even out there.
Yeah, agreed. Now, here's a name I haven't heard a lot of people talking about for the Bulls, but Greg just mentioned him. He said add Seth into the mix. Is Seth Curry on your radar? He's on mine. He's on mine.
Okay, so listen to me. I need you to let me know when. What did the Seth hype come from?
No.
I'm not saying that Seth can't play.
No, this is what it comes from.
Seth can play.
I'm not talking about him as a starter. I'm not talking about him as a guy who's coming in and has to save your team. I'm not talking about him coming in trying to be his brother. But
what if he just totally?
If you're making the commitment to we are going to be a 3-point shooting team, we are going to catch up to this league. All five of our starters shoot the ball well. All five of our starters shoot the three ball. Well, maybe Wendell's a little under.
Which is why I was – that's why
But coming off of your bench, Seth Curry would not be a bad piece.
It wouldn't, but that's why I was so for y'all trying to get Lonzo. Like, I know you was against it, but
– But this is the thing. Lonzo keeps you in that limbo. You haven't made a decision on where your team's going to go. Does Lonzo have a place in this league? Absolutely.
Yes.
But it's not with the Bulls. Look at the team the Bulls are trying to build. Look at the team the Bulls are trying to build. They're not worried about
6'6", and picked you up the length of the floor.
Can't score.
It does not matter.
Yes, it does. Because, look, I
promise you, I guarantee.
No.
I fully guarantee. Next season he's gonna have a breakout season. Now, it's not gonna be. I'm finna drop 20 on you, but the Pelicans are keeping him around to push the ball down the floor. They are trying to run teams out of the gym.
And guess what? You went and drafted a point guard that you get to pay much less. And He's one of the fastest guards in the league right
Plus,
now.
Plus, he hits you in the hand every time. All you have to
That's
do is
great.
Down
That's great,
shot.
But this is the thing.
Head is always this up. Is the and thing. He played a season. He just got done playing the season with Rondo.
But he can't. But he can't create a shot for himself. He can't even create. Listen, I'd be fine with it if he could score around the rim. That's I'd cool. be fine with it.
That's cool.
He can't score around the rim either. He shoots a low percentage around the rim. I'm not. I don't want Lonzo Ball.
He can improve on that.
Fam, I'm not here for it. Nah.
No.
I'm not here for it.
Can we stop acting like this man is old?
I'm not saying he's old, but listen. No. The jump shot ain't gonna improve. Whose jump shot has really improved in the NBA? Who has really said, I'm going to make a commitment to jump shooting? Derrick Rose's jump shot has improved, but would you call him a walking bucket from three?
Well, I mean, last year.
From three.
Last year.
One of his best seasons.
My man shot 42%.
One of his best seasons. But.
He had butter.
One of his best seasons. But how many players do that? And we're talking about a guy who was a former MVP, who was at the top of the NBA, but who just had to change his game because of injury. That's a different kind of player.
Yeah, see, no, Vernell said, shout out P1, he just said the same thing I said. You're
looking at the whole package,
you're essentially
Vern.
Talking about him shooting a ball. I don't need you to shoot the ball. I need you to do the other stuff.
You're in the wrong NBA then. NBA. No. What player in this NBA is staying in this league long if he can't shoot the ball? Now, I'm not saying Lonzo's going to be out of the league because Lonzo does do other things well. Lonzo is a great defender. Lonzo does move the ball well.
You want to know what, though? As long as you got defense, you're going to be in the league. Case in point, Andre Roberson.
Agreed. But here's the thing. Ben Simmons went from being viewed in a lot of people's eyes as one of the best point guards in the NBA to, oh, we figured him out. He can't shoot. Stand 10 feet back. And what does he do in the playoffs? What does he do every year in the playoffs? He doesn't give you any contribution. Does Ben Simmons move the ball well? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Ben Simmons play great defense? Yeah. Does Ben Simmons facilitate? Yeah, but if you can't score in this league, you can't help your team. He was not able to help his team when they needed him most. In game 7, he was not a factor. You got to be able to score in this NBA. This is a different league. Teams are putting up 130 points a night. And you telling me it can't be just about the scoring. Is Lonzo going to stop Steph?
Hey.
Is Lonzo going to stop Steph? Is Lonzo going to stop Kimba? Is Lonzo going to stop Russ?
Nobody's stopping Russ.
What I'm saying. You calling him a great defender, but that's against the guys who are basic. Yes. Does he play them better than other people?
But
agreed.
Look at Patrick. Okay. So you won't bring in Lonzo, but you'll bring in Patrick Beverley.
Because Patrick Beverley is an offensive factor. Lonzo's not a factor on the offensive side of the ball in the slightest.
Bro, Patrick Beverley is off and on.
That's the difference. There's no off and on for Lonzo. Yeah. Lonzo will have a 30-point game, and in the next 10 games, he'll have 6 points. Like, no.
Yo, I'm just saying, his all-around game.
Agreed.
I'm just saying, y'all should have picked him up.
I agree.
Y'all should have picked him up.
But listen, even with Pat Beverley in L.A., they would still rather have Lou Williams come in for most of those minutes.
Because, like, on one side.
Because he's the sixth man of the year. But what does Lou Will do well?
Never have too many of those.
What does Lou Will do well?
Put the ball in the basket.
What this game is about. Stop playing. Like, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about basketball.
This ain't soccer.
We're talking about. In terms of because we're on the Bulls right now. We're not talking about, okay, so it's basically like this. Let's just say hypothetically Kobe White starts.
Mm-hmm.
You seen it. I told you about it even before you did the reaction video.
Yeah.
He can score. Where's his passing at?
But let me tell you this. One, Roy Williams plays one speed. So what we saw in college is definitely not going to be only that way in the NBA.
I'm not denying that because he's the fastest guard out of this draft
for sure.
Fastest guard out of this draft.
Probably one of the more athletic ones other than Ja Morant.
Can he pass the ball?
Now here's what I would say to that, because at North Carolina they never played a half court set. His speed opens things up. If he attacks you enough, how many guards? Now, we haven't seen him play, but if he projects to be what he's going to be, how many guards are going to stand in front of him? How many people are going to slow him down? And think about Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose could not shoot on the Bulls. Let's not get it twisted. The whole step back and kiss myself, funk. Yeah, that was a lucky shot. He banked it in. Derrick Rose's best highlight in Chicago when he hit the shot, banked it in. A lot of deep breaths was like, oh, we won. I'm not saying it's not a great highlight. I'm not saying it wasn't a great shot. But let's be honest, banked it in. We was all mad nervous. We was like, oh, we going to OT. Here we go. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could not shoot. But what did he do well? His speed killed. His speed killed the other team. And what did it do? It forced the other team to say, okay, you're not going to beat me on the driving lane. You can't do that with Kobe White. Kobe White can shoot the three. So you got to play up. And you got to play up. Now here's the thing. That skill opens up passing lanes because where are you going to play him?
Can he hit him consistently, though?
He hit him consistently in college.
More consistently than Cam Reddish. No. I'm not talking about the three. I'm talking about when those lanes open up. I think so. Because look. When John Wall came in, he was the fastest guard. His problem when he was going up against Rose,
he was moving too fast.
Dude couldn't slow down. It was like
he also couldn't guard Derrick. Nobody could guard Derrick. LeBron guarded Derrick. Like that was one person I'd be like, he guarded that mug. He guarded him.
Rookie year Rose.
Right.
But look though, when he first came in, he couldn't slow down, which means those passes, even though like his speed was just elite. Those passes wasn't hitting mugs in the hands.
Agreed.
Like those.
Do I think he's gonna have to grow at that as a facilitator? 100%. But the fact is, for him, it will be 10 times easier because if he is what he's projected to be, you can't sag off of him because he shoots the three at a high clip, and if you play too close up on him, he's gonna blow past you. So you gotta play him true. That opens up passing lanes. Baki in the live. Well, let's see what Vern said. Vern, Lonzo can do other things to help the team. Impact, a look at the whole package. It don't matter. He does the other things. The other things don't matter. Yes, they matter, but not as much as scoring in this league. I'm telling y'all. Baki, if he can't shoot, guys will sag off, which will affect passing lanes, which is his best skill. Yeah. We've seen it with Ben Simmons. Where have the passing lanes been? In Philly, you got Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and Joel Embiid and J.J. Redick to pass to. Why can't you find passing lanes? Because guys are playing off of you. Nah, I don't want that on my team.
But
I don't want that on my team. Who did he really make better?
They kind of clogged the lanes.
Why can't you?
They clogged the lanes big time.
Yes, but what when you have a guard who can't shoot, I can clog the lane.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong, because I told him that I feel like he needs to be more of a Giannis type, because Giannis at least takes him. Like, he at least takes him.
But you know what? This is the thing. Giannis has all shooters around him. J.J. Redick's really the best shooter on that team. Tobias Harris is man. Jimmy Butler is man. From three, I'm talking. Yeah. They probably, what, 34%, 35%?
Jimmy just hit him in his fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, yeah. I think that for Kobe White, for the Chicago Bulls, I'd rather have Kobe White moving forward than Lonzo Ball. I would. Because he does what the current NBA does. Lonzo Ball would have been one of the best point guards in the league in 1990-2000. He is a tall Jason Kidd. I give him that.
True.
He's great defense, great, but Jason Kidd could make a lay. Jason Kidd wasn't smoking bunnies. Jason Kidd was crossing mugs up, getting into the bucket. Lonzo ain't doing that. Lonzo, what's the best Lonzo crossover we've seen? You can't even name one.
That's true. I cannot. I cannot.
So what does he do for this team?
I would, because this is how I was looking at it. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of outside of the point guard position. This is before Kobe White got the outside of the point guard position. You got four other spots on the floor, including center.
Yeah.
Who can hit the three.
Agreed.
On the break, you got Otto Porter Jr., who, mind you, led the league in three point percentage.
Agreed.
Zach LaVine on the other side, who, if he's not spotting up, that's a lob.
Yeah.
Or you can hit him on the hands in transition. Oh. And that's going to open up Larry. That's going to open up Larry.
Yeah.
Which.
But I would think, I would say shooting like, opens up that more than anything else.
But look.
Because where's Lowry eating? Where did Lowry eat last year?
I understand where he ate, and that was in the post. But, like I said, I'm going to go back to this again. I was telling you in the car, nobody has been able to unlock Lowry. I got more faith in the Lonzo Lowry pick and roll than I do in the Kobe Lowry pick and roll. Because that pick and roll will be deadly.
Yeah, but you're not going pick and roll with Lowry. You're going pick and pop.
Pick and roll, pick and pop. It don't matter.
But the pick and pop.
Dude is ready to eat now. And my thing is are you going to – it's like you said yesterday when I said you made some valid points. It's either now or never for are you going to make Lowry the man at the start of next season?
Yeah.
Or are we finna keep rolling with Zach? Because if you're not, you got to get rid of him.
Agreed. You got to – Lowry, for the Bulls
to – bring him to the Heat.
For the Bulls to – stop that. For the Bulls to be a championship team, I believe Lowry has to be your number one. I fully believe Lowry has to be your number one. Because there is no – he's the unicorn on your team, not to take Porzingis' nickname, but he's the guy – that nobody can stand in front of. People can slow Zach down, although it seemed like he was a walking bucket last year. But you can. At some point, he's going to come up against somebody who's got that D. Every episode is one. I'm struggling. It's this construction job, man. I got to get up out of here, man. It's that construction, man. I gotta get to the point where we're doing the show exclusively, bro. this man's dying. No, but Lowry's the one player on the floor that nobody can consistently defend at every position. Say you want to play him on the three, he can drive past you. Say you want to play him in the post, he can fade away. Say you want to play him off the drive, he can pull up for the three. He is your best asset on his team. He needs to be your number one. This man is still dying laughing, y'all. Hey, I'm telling y'all, when this man get on the roll, when this man Ringo start rolling, yo, boy, it's over.
Yo.
He tapping out.
You wild, bro. You wild.
It's wild.
Anyway,
no. we should probably transition at that point. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody who joined the live, man. Please like the video. Please subscribe to the page. Make sure to.
Oh, make you sure you sleep. Your comment just threw me off. Yo, make sure you tell your mamas to tell your mamas.
I appreciate it.
Especially if you want to get $5.
For sure. Make sure that y'all. Y'all sharing the page up. We got a lot of big things coming this year, man. We want to keep growing with y'all. We feel the growth. So we appreciate everybody who joined us. We're going to switch gears a little bit. No smoke at LeVar. We're going to switch gears a little bit. You can switch gears with me anytime. Take it easy, LeVar. That was totally not sexual, by the way.
Take it easy, Molly. Like.
It was totally right. Like, it was, come on, bro. Like, must say only time I hit on her is if she climbing through my window and I think she the boogeyman. I was like, what? But now we gotta get into a little more serious topic here. So it was reported today, the girl that was struck by the baseball in Houston from Who's that? Was that Hap? Who would hit that? That wasn't Hap. That was
Albert Almora.
That she actually left with a fractured skull. Was suffering from seizures. And it's just this just leads me to say one thing. MLB, Rob Manfred, what are you doing? What are you doing? Now for the people out here who are saying it's never been like that, it shouldn't be like that, you know, you should be paying attention. First off, it's a kid. It's a kid. Second off, she now has seizures because of this? Because she went to a baseball game with her pops? Now, are there things that I think pops could have done to mitigate the situation? In my opinion, yeah. My dad would always sit, although we paid attention to the game while we were there, but my dad would always sit closer to the pitch so that if a ball did come our way, he could take the brunt of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just extend the netting. Just extend the netting. Stop being stupid. And I hate to call him a stupid. This is stupid now. This is stupid now. And kudos to the White Sox for being the first team to do it. This is getting stupid. And who are these other teams who are resistant to it? It's getting stupid.
My whole thing is this. Like, but this hasn't been the first time that they've, like, complained about this. Like, this has been an ongoing thing for some time. This has been going on for years. And my whole thing is, nobody, and it's like you said, like, I don't feel like anybody's at fault. Like, nobody is going to pay attention to, like, oh, maybe we should sit here because, you know, what if. Like,
I think there's a certain age. You should at least be able to focus on the game. Yeah. But you shouldn't have to.
Yeah, like, but what I'm saying is my focus honestly wouldn't be solely on that. My focus would be, yo, I'm out with my pops.
Right.
Having a good time.
Right.
Enjoying the game. Like, that's honestly, like, the last thing I'm thinking about.
Right.
Worst case scenario. And to your point, like, it's getting stupid because this should have happened. Like, I get it. You want to be up close and personal, you know, to the game. I want to be able to
shout.
I want to be
able to. This is why it's stupid. You're still not. You're not up close and personal. You're not. What is going to change? It's not like the NBA where you're sitting on the court.
Nah, because some of those teams, you know, we want to give our fans, like, the most authentic experience we can.
Nothing,
but like,
you're not on the field.
Nothing about
you're
that.
You're not
says,
on the court. It's like, different. It's different. Like, in basketball, it makes sense. You're on the court. You're sitting there with the play. Like, players run into you. Like, what change? And Muzzle, like, the other argument I saw was, and from some Sox fans who still stupid. But Cubs fans too, they're saying the Bryant play doesn't happen where he climbs up on the Rizzo where he climbed up on the tarp. They're saying Juan Uribe going into the stands.
Oh, you talking about when Rizzo got the out?
Yeah, yeah. They're saying Uribe going into the stands in 05 to make the catch. Great catch. Listen, all you're doing is protecting all the parties. If Anthony Rizzo goes up there and blows out his knee, slipping, because those are cleats. You wouldn't be feeling that way. You're looking for the few plays a year. How many plays a year are like that?
But see, that's the stuff I don't listen to because that's honestly,
it's just stupid.
That's honestly people just nitpicking because let's just say hypothetically he didn't make the catch. That wouldn't have been what y'all would have been talking about the next day.
Right. Right.
Like, oh, this fan got struck in the face.
Come on, son.
There we go.
Come on, we're supposed to be professional here, man.
That would have been honestly the last thing that you would have been talking about would have been that. And like, sad to say, but it's like, yeah, MLB Rob Manfred is stupid. Honestly, I would put them up there with the NFL in terms of
commissioners because they
I think the MLB, Rob Manfred is good at a lot. I think the game is more progressive now.
But this is just lazy. This is lazy.
That's a good word for it. It's lazy. It's lazy. You're not. What are you waiting for?
It's stupid and lazy.
Are you waiting for somebody to die? That's my question. Are you waiting for somebody to die? Like just get struck by a 100 mile an hour foul ball?
Nobody expects it to happen.
And let me tell you something. At the NHL, they put netting up because a puck came up and killed a guy. But it took them a guy to get killed to put up netting. I've sat behind the netting. You can see the game fine. Muzzleye is going to change the experience. I forgot there was netting there until this conversation came up. I've sat at Hawks. Sat where that get hit by a puck. Like legit. Like get hit by a puck and see if you still. Like, see, these are the Muzz that
does not.
It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my life. You should be paying attention. Fam, you can't pay attention to 100 miles an hour.
And the thing is, I'm not listening to those people because you haven't been put in that situation. You see what I'm saying? So you haven't been put in that situation, so you don't know. Because if that was you, swear up and down you'll be ready to sue next day.
Right. And you can't because the tickets say you're at risk.
Oh, I got hit. We can't sue? Yeah.
No, you can't.
Like, no, you can't sue. It's too late for that now. So I feel like people really need to start thinking and putting other people's shoes on their feet because you're not in that situation. So you, at that point, really have no reason to talk. Like, at the end of the day, yes, this is sad, but like I'm saying, I would like to see them be more progressive about what's going on because even though like it's a one in a million thing, you don't want this to
I wouldn't even say one in a million at this point. How many foul balls are hit back and quickly?
And that's what I'm saying. Like nobody wants to see. And honestly, another thing I just thought of, another reason why they might be saying that is because when the foul ball goes up and then it goes behind, you probably want to catch it. That's dumb.
Go buy a baseball.
That's dumb.
Go buy a baseball.
Go sit
where they hit home runs.
You better hope one of the homes grounds ball people give you
right.
Give one of the balls off the right. Like, come on, there's, man. You nitpicking
leave
this
a
point.
Little thing where they can get the ball through and give it to a kid. Exactly. You know, like it's like, stupid.
You're nitpicking. It's Vern. It's dumb.
Why wait on adding protective netting? That's the thing that upsets me. I feel like MLB is losing popularity to other sports because. Yeah, they updated stuff over the years, but it's not enough, and they pick and choose what the issue is, what issues to address right away. I'd agree with you. I think the MLB is trying to keep – MLB is like the one sport that's still holding on to the 50s. Baki, is baseball as usual not trying to change just like having a problem with a bat flip? Yeah. Baseball's trying to hold on to the 50s so hard, man. And here's my thing on all of it. One, you need to put the netting up. That's a conversation that is stupid not to do.
It's non-debatable.
It's non-debatable. Put it up. Stop being stupid. Stop waiting. Bro. Stop being lazy, like you said. With the bat flip stuff.
Cut it out. If you don't want me to do it, don't throw me a pitch right down the middle.
Yeah. And if I go get it and if you talk junk, I love that. But here's the other thing I love. You should be allowed. Now, I'm fine with throwing that ball at and hitting somebody in the hip. Got to be below the meat. Got to be below the waist. I didn't mean that. But it's got to be below the waist. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be in your butt, your thigh. If you want to hit somebody there, I'm all for it. Go ahead. Don't be throwing at the head. Don't be throwing chest level. None of that. If you want to show somebody that you're upset that he bat flipped.
I don't understand why they do that. Like, just hit me in the, like. Just hit me in the leg or something.
I think it's stupid that you're sitting there trying to hit somebody in the first. Just out-pitch them. You know what I've loved? Honestly, what I loved in the last couple days that I saw was, or maybe it was last week, the Louisville pitcher who struck out old boy and stared him down. Stare right back. Scream on the mound. Have fun. It's a sport. You're playing a kid's game.
Some of these mugs take this.
You're playing a kid's game. These old school mugs that are like, you got to respect the rules of baseball. First off, these unwritten rules are why nobody wants to watch your sport. These unwritten rules are stupid. Now, if you want to retaliate, I'm fine with that too. But listen, retaliate. In the NBA, if you cross me over, my goal for the rest of the game is now to get you back.
Facts.
If you dunk on me, my goal for the rest of the game is now to get you back. I'm not going to fight you because you dunked on me. Maybe. I'd have fought if I was Tim Hardaway and Giannis jumped over me. I might have fought in that situation.
I would have fought if I was Brandon Knight.
Oh, DeAndre Jordan. Yeah, I probably would have fought in that situation.
We got to go to blows.
That's one you know you're going to lose, too. That's one you know you're going to lose. That's tough. But baseball is stuck in the 50s. And they refuse to come into the modern era, and that's why the sport's losing traction. You want to know what would really bring revenue in? If Muggs was talking junk. If Muggs was lit like that. Muggs watching the White Sox this year. Are the Sox doing well? They doing better. But are they doing well? No, they almost blew a game to Boston today. They blew a game to Texas. A game where they scored early. Where they had a 5-run lead. You know what I'm saying? Like
they blew a game to Boston the first, I think it was the first game.
Exactly. But you know why we watching? Yoan Moncada's exciting. Timmy Anderson is exciting. Eloy Jimenez is exciting. These guys are exciting not because of what they're doing.
Not in the outfield, but, you know.
I hate watching Eloy play the field. I hate watching him play the field.
I thought watching Kyle Schwarber would be rough, but watching Eloy.
Watching Eloy is bad. Watching Eloy is bad. It makes me nervous. It makes me nervous. I'm talking about it'd be a regular pop-up. He'd be trying to catch it like down here, like 2 inches. I'd be like, oh, my God, just catch the ball. Get out. What are you doing? Like, Eloy's bad. But he hit that thing.
He do.
He hits that thing. I think there wasn't much to speak on that. We just had to speak on that netting thing. It's just stupid. It's just stupid.
Stop being lazy.
Stop being lazy. Mantra of the day. I guess that brings us into Ringo's Red Hot Takes.
Baby!
What it do, baby?
Sponsored by What It Do, Baby?
Sponsored by whatever Kawhi Leonard was rolling up. Because it definitely looked like he had some extracurricular activity in his lap. Was that a cell phone or some Mary Joanna? Was that Reggie Miller? what you got for the hot take today, man?
Yo. So, was listening to Bulls Talk Radio, Chicago Radio.
Mm-hmm.
During the draft, turns out Kobe White is actually 6'5", which I never paid attention to.
Yeah, he's a pretty big boy.
The Bulls right now, as this roster stands, let me just run down the roster to you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, next season, even though this isn't the final roster, you sitting there with Kobe White, Zach LaVine, Otto Porter Jr., Lauri Markkanen,
right,
Wendell, Chris Dunn. Daniel Gafford, C. Hutch, Robin Lopez,
mm-hmm.
And I forgot the one other one, but I mean, like,
and Rolo's probably getting up out of there.
Probably Rolo. So I mean, you really only got, it's like you said, two other positions to fill, but it depends on where you want to go. Now, with that being said, either do you want to continue to go young or do you want to win now? Because I feel like the Bulls can make the playoffs next season. Now, how high up? I don't know. I feel like that's honestly my Ringo's Red Hot Take for this week. The Bulls can make the playoffs next season, depending on how Gar Foreman and John Paxson, because I don't know how we got the name Gar Pax. That's not I was glad, upset by this name, because
they don't deserve nicknames.
It's literally just their name.
No. I don't care. I know
it's
what it is.
It's not even a nickname. It's just their name.
I know what it is, but you're not.
Timmy Bo, Denzel, and Felicio.
Like, yeah, Denzel. Is Denzel even in the league?
Nah, he shouldn't be.
is Denzel in the league? This is the type of you letting in the league?
Right.
I will never forget that. He just got hooped up by like
James Harden the very next day.
Hooped up by 17 row, hooped up by James Harden the next day. It's rough. But the Bulls can make the playoffs with the last two additions that they put on the squad. Now, like Pat said, I feel like they need to go after a veteran point guard. Mm-hmm. Pat Bev, I'm not knocking it. Because he's from Chicago, and he hooping ones.
Right.
I don't know if anybody paid attention to that, but he hoops some black ones. So, he's definitely about that. He definitely wants to smoke. Pat Bev, and I would honestly say either a JaVale McGee, but you got to bring in somebody that I feel like knows his role.
Because
at the end of the day, it's going to come down to guard Foreman and John Paxson, but also how they facilitate those last two roles and how fast Kobe White comes up and adjusts to defenses. Because I feel like at first he's going to get away with a lot of stuff early. But then
they're going to adjust and he's got to adjust back.
If you come back during that second game and Mike is like, okay, you got this the first game, I'm done playing with you. It's time to lock up.
Yeah.
The faster he adjusts, and then the faster he gets down that pick and pop with Lowry Markkanen, and the Bulls got to decide if they're gonna make Lowry their number one option or stick with Zach. These guys they can make the playoffs.
I like Baki. He's really not with you. He said Taj Gibson, not JaVale McGee.
Taj?
I wouldn't mind bringing Taj. See, home. Taj is older though.
I wouldn't bring Taj back, but this ain't old Taj though.
He's still coming off the bench though. He's not putting up the minutes he would be putting up either.
He's coming off the bench, but I like the Julius Randle thing, but y'all need another guard though.
We definitely need a guard. Shout out to Kendall Grant, says love the show. We appreciate you. The main event says D Rose. I'm not gonna say not. I would love to see D Rose back home, but definitely not for smart basketball moves. Like honestly, like I want to see D Rose home because it's D Rose. I'm definitely one-sided biased on that.
Y'all gotta stop with the whole sentimental value thing. I know. I know y'all was really overdoing it when he got the award for super hype. Y'all was real overdoing it.
Let me tell you something. If the Bulls bring back, you know what it did? Because Bulls fans realized. Did you watch the documentary? Pooh?
I still did not watch that. I cannot get it for some reason.
There's a scene in the documentary where D Rose finds out he gets traded to the Knicks. And he breaks down crying because his home team traded him. And from that moment on, I was like, we are terrible people. We all wanted this man to be traded for basketball reasons. And now I want him to come home for completely not basketball reasons. I'm like, just come home, baby.
So you basically want the man to come home to save face or?
No, I want him to come home because it's home. I could care less. Man, let me tell you something. There's no rationalization. I have no smart reasons. Now, did D Rose have a good season last year? Yes. Has he improved his shooting? Yes. Does he drop
50 because he worked his up?
Right. Like, D Rose isn't just coming.
I ain't gonna lie. Now that time I was proud. That moment, I was kind of proud.
He's not just coming back and giving you nothing. If he comes back, he's gonna give you something off the bench. But I could care less at this point. Like there are no basketball reasons why I want D Rose to come back. I want D Rose to come back because I watched this man break down and cry in a documentary, and I'm like, wow, Chicago, wow, we did that to this man. We are trash. We are trash. No, but the main event says you bring Taj, you have to bring D Rose back. That would be kind of. I agree with you. You're not going to get me to go against D Rose. You're not going to get me. I want him to come back. Not for any basketball reasons, though.
You're a true fan.
And it's not even like, would Patrick Beverly be a better player here? Probably. Probably.
I'm going to ask you this, though. Like, out of everything that I just mentioned and that hot take, like, are... Like, who are the two people? Okay, let's just say the Bulls is on the Cubs. For real, I'm making the playoffs.
Who are the two people they could bring in?
Who are the two people? Like, because you said we both agree they need a vet point guard and they need a big.
You do. I don't think JaVale McGee's the guy at all. I don't even know why you brought JaVale McGee up. I just really don't.
Because the dude is – the dude –
JaVale really, McGee is the definition of tall for no reason. Like, you look at him and you like, he does some stuff. You like, hey, you should be one of the most dominant big men in the NBA.
He was hooping with the Lakers, though.
He was hooping with the Lakers. He was all right. If LeBron can't make you look good, you really struggling. You know what I'm saying? Like, but no, I think that.
Vince Carter, stop it. Stop it.
I don't know. See, I don't mind Vince Carter, but what does he bring? Of course, another you know, my favorite player ever. I guess he brings the experience, which I'm fine with. But I'm talking about bringing in somebody who is going to contribute to this team. That's what I'm speaking on. As far as a big man goes, listen, I'm fine with you keeping Rolo if you do keep Rolo, because I think you can get him at a good price. And Rolo can play. Right, you know, like Rolo got game. He's not just a piece. Like but you gotta actually play him off of the bench, and he gives you some consistency. Would I mind bringing Taj back? No, I wouldn't mind that. Especially just playing back up the Lowry, that's fine with me. Would I mind Pat Beverly? I think Pat Beverly would be the best of the pickups you could bring because he's been in that high leverage situation. He's going against the best, and yeah, he didn't beat Kevin Durant, but he definitely got in his head, and that's that Chicago style.
You know what? I got the two picks. My two picks. Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah.
To
start?
No.
Off the bench?
Whoa. Off the bench.
Off the bench? Off man.
What? Man, look, man. Sometimes I really can't stand you, bro. So we gonna act like dude just wasn't up for six man of the year consideration.
I agree with you, but I mean, one, like, is he come? You talk one, about is he energy. Even, is he opting out?
I think he is.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind. Listen, another player that would be loved in Chicago. I wouldn't mind it, but it don't move the needle for me.
Either that or Malcolm Brogdon.
Malcolm Brogdon is an interesting one for me because of the aspect of what you'd have to pay him.
He just went 50-40-90. Dude can
play.
Knows his role, picks you up 94 feet.
Agreed. But
plays defense and can shoot the three.
Is he your third star?
To be honest, he's not a star.
That's the thing. But the money the Bulls have $28 million after the Omer Sheik. No, 28. Oh, they just cleared up $3 million in cap space because of Omer Sheik. They deemed his he had a career ending injury basically. Or a career ending illness. Arthritis.
I know we got some money back from Bosch.
Yeah, so we got an extra $3 million, but Brogdon's gonna command 20.
The whole 28.
You're gonna pay Brogdon $20 million a year. He's gonna get $20 million a year, and it may be one of those 2-year deals like they just did with Jabari, but he's going to get $20 million a year.
Man, look,
Kobe, he is a 50-40.
Kobe White and Malcolm Brogdon versus Kobe White and Chris Dunn.
But this is the thing.
I would take Kobe White and Malcolm Brogdon.
But this is the thing. You bringing Brogdon off the bench?
No, because see, the thing is this.
You bringing Kobe off the bench?
Kobe can score. I think Kobe likes being at the top. Like, I'm not saying that he doesn't love playing point, but I think he likes playing two. I don't think he dislikes
But he likes creating with the ball in his hands, so he's kind of got to be a point guard. You know, he definitely said he's more of a two.
To be honest, it doesn't matter because Malcolm Brogdon can shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so, and it's a good shot selection all around. I don't know, man. I'm just saying I feel like.
Main Event said Wayne Ellington and Dragon Bender.
Hey, Wayne do got a torch, though.
Wayne got a little spark.
Wayne got a torch.
Vern, Covington and Horford, or if not,
Horford?
Bring in Rozier. Covington and Horford is an interesting one.
I like the Horford.
Yeah, Covington's interesting to me.
But then at that, I'm feel like y'all just really. What are you talking about, Robert Covington? Covington?
Yeah.
Like, he did say his favorite pizza was home run and pizza. Like, he'd be showing up.
Ain't he from here? He from Chicago.
Yeah.
He's from Chicago.
He went to West.
Yeah. So.
He went to West.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one.
If y'all got Al Horford, y'all would definitely make the playoffs. I feel like y'all would look like Atlanta.
You can't start him, though.
I feel like y'all would really look like Atlanta, though. Wendell's got to come off the bench, bro.
No.
You've
invested it.
Stop.
You got to let him play.
No.
You got to let him play.
No. He picked up fouls too quick. I'm not saying.
And how? That mentality is why Kyle Schwarber can't play no more. Right there. That's why Kyle Schwarber can't play no more.
Why?
He can't hit left-handed pitching. All right, never let him do it. The only way for you to learn how to get better at something is to play.
Horford, yeah, I agree with that. But Horford's finna come off the bench.
Why can't he be six man? I don't think he'll come to the Bulls for that. I don't think he's coming to the Bulls at all. I'm just saying, if you got him, I'm not starting Horford. You've made a commitment to have a young core. You've made a commitment to play your young core. Your young core has to play. You made the choice last year to start Wendell Carter Jr. Wendell Carter Jr. has to be your starter. Because he's the one who you think is going to be your starting center for the next 10 years.
First of all, Dragon Bender is trash. Like, I don't know what we getting this whole Dragon
Bender. Main event said Dragon Bender and Larry Markin in the Twin Towers.
I don't know what we getting this whole Dragon Bender thing. Like, he was decent overseas, but.
You gave no context to that for the people on the podcast. Like, you just like, first off, Dragon Bender's trash.
He came overseas, like, from overseas. Like, dude ain't about it. You been in the league for what, 6 years? Like, if you ain't got it then, you definitely not going to have it now.
Now, here's an interesting one in the live. Would you bring in Clarkson because the Cavs want to move on from him? Jordan Clarkson was decent before he got to Cleveland. He was actually hooping before he got to Cleveland.
Jordan Clarkson ain't seen a shot he don't like. And he been going to the tattoo shop with J.R. Smith, which is a bad idea.
That's tough.
That means he's just going
to
be.
Maybe he'll start driving to the bucket like a dark skin.
He's going to be jacking some stuff up.
Oh, man, we're going to start get ready to get up out of here, man. But before we do, we definitely got to hit on the Breeze Baller of the Week. Ringo, who is your Breeze Baller of the Week?
My Breeze Baller of the Week is Andre Iguodala for spilling out of 10.
Oh, wow.
I'm just playing. Yo.
Shout out to Iggy for being honest.
Nah, let me stop, though. For real, though, my shout out. My Breeze Baller of the Week, honestly, man, I ain't even going to lie. Contreras? Wilson Contreras did, like, this year, been ruffling some feathers, but he been bagging it up, though.
Yeah.
He been bagging it up. I don't know what's going on. First, the Grand Slam against the White, like, dude is just out of control right now. Two home runs against the Sox. Was looking at him, told him he was finna do it. The dude just loved pitching against the Sox.
Yeah.
Then you turn around, getting into it with the Braves after the
a former White Sox and Tyler Flowers back there.
Come on, man. Like,
the dude, I'm really happy with what I'm seeing, and like, the more he keeps growing, I'm just telling you, like, he reminds me of Yachty so much, bro. He just reminds me of Yachty, bro.
He's a good like, catcher, man. I honestly, as weird as this is, I gotta keep my Breeze Baller on the north side with you. Gotta give credit where credit's due. Still a terrible team, but you know, Javi Baez is pretty good.
Javi!
Got his
Javi, let him know.
Got his 100th career home run, career milestone for him. So my Breeze Ball of the Week is gonna go to Javi Baez of the Chicago Cubs.
All the time.
I'm now gonna go puke.
Don't forget, Kimbrel is coming Thursday.
Kimbrel's coming Thursday.
Kimbrel is coming Thursday.
And nobody cares.
See, you don't, but that's only because I'm not in first.
No, honestly, I think Kimbrel coming is a little rushed because I think they're just like, you can pitch. Come on up. Like, I don't know if he's ready. So
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. But you ain't going to send him back down now.
Like, I know you can't be like,
should have left him down there. Let him keep killing mugs, you know, see what happens. But we're going to get up out of here, man. We appreciate all the love. Appreciate all the support. Please like the video if you haven't already done so. Please subscribe to the page.
And make sure you tell your mamas to tell your mamas.
Especially if you want that $5.
That's what we adding in now. That's hilarious. I don't really have nothing else, man. You?
So Friday, I will be streaming yet again. Because y'all been asking for it. It's been mad wild. The NBA 2K League, man, they just got off the ticket tournament. We had a lot of viewers coming in for that. It's been mad wild. So Friday, they start at what 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Be there. They go all the way to 10. We're going to see who get this last ticket. So
you trying to get it?
I can't get the ticket. I'm not on none of the teams.
Tough.
Yeah, we're gonna see who get this last ticket before this last tournament. But it's definitely wild. So y'all been showing up before, so come back through. Come mess with the kid and let's chop it up.
Dope. I'll probably go live again another time this week. I don't know what day yet. Maybe Friday, maybe Saturday, I don't know. I usually try not to go live on the weekends because I be chilling, doing other stuff I need to do. All stuff for the show. Not at all. I'm just playing. But, we appreciate all the love, man. What else I got going on? We definitely going to get another 100 Airs podcast in there. We really ain't been on it. Honestly, we might be making a few switches in personnel there. I'm talking about me switching out. Might have to get Ringo on there. Might have to get Jay on there. We'll see where life takes us.
I know a little bit about the music.
You know more about it than me. Listen, I know about it, but I'm here to listen. Like, I'm a horrible person to have because I have no soul with it. But I was like, how do you feel about this person doing this? I don't care. That was a good song, though.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, we be in a car, and then, like, we just be talking. I'd be like, yo, you heard this? What?
Yeah, haven't heard nothing. Hey, I feel like the main event is Dragon Bender because he really hyping up Dragon Bender, right?
First of all, KD is coming to the Bulls.
Right.
KD is better than everybody. Not KD.
Not KD. man, I think that's about it. We're going to get up out of here, man. We appreciate all the love. It is your boy, Pat the Designer.
And it's your boy, Ringo J.
Peace, y'all.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.